Blog Talk Radio.
It's Mr. Sycamore's place. 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 I'm glad you could join me today. I really appreciate your listening ear. Come on. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place.
Hello, Internet world. It's your man, Mr. Sycamore. Man, you all love that loves you back. It's Saturday, September 9th, 2017, and you're tuned into Mr. Sycamore's Place. I'm glad you could join me today. I really appreciate your listening here. You know, family, it's Saturday. It's the weekend, baby. And it's been a while. It's been a minute since we've had a Saturday show. So what we're going to do, we're going to make the most of this one. Normally on Saturdays we have, you know, what in the weekend, we want to know what's the house with you. But it is college football season, so I pretty much know what a lot of you will be doing today. Now also, there's a lot going on with the weather, especially here in the state of Florida. We're going to get to that a little bit later. Today I do want to talk about college football season. It's that time of the year that we've all been waiting for. You know, it's like the Christmas sun. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Yeah, for a lot of you, it's Christmas, but for a lot, it's college football season. It's that time where there's going to be some fighting, some trash talking, and friends temporarily become enemies. Yeah? You know, like when we were kids, when we'd fight each other, and then right after the fight, we'd friends again. That's all it is. From some friendly fire between friends. The football season is in its second week for some, and actually in its third week for others. And I'm an Alabama fan. For all of you who know Mr. Sycamore, have been, you know, avid listeners of the show, you all know that I am a Crimson Tide fan. And we did what we needed to do last weekend. Yes, we did. We're going to get to that a little bit later, too. Because what I want to do today is I want to have some talk about whatever team you like. What do you think about what's happened so far this season? And just let me know your season predictions. Do you really think that your team is going to go to the national championship? Do you think your team needs some help? Do you think your team needs to fire their coach? Do your team needs, some type of adjusting somehow? Or do you think, okay, they're the baddest thing smoking, and like I said, they are going to go to the national championship? We're going to talk about it. But before we get into any of that, let me do my just diligence by giving you all a Bible verse. I must do that. I must bring in a Bible verse for you all because, excuse me, I must bring that Bible verse for you all because that's what I like to do. I like to give everyone a Bible verse to, in case your mind wasn't in the right place, just temporarily, I want to try that. They'll get you back in that place to where, into that place where you may need to be. So before I do that Bible verse, I want to just thank you all for tuning in. Like I said, it's been a long time since I've done a Saturday show. I might come in and do some Saturday shows for the season. Do a little trash talking for college football, you know, some ruffling of the feathers. But anyway, let's get into that Bible verse, ladies and gentlemen. Today's Bible verse that I'm going to bring you comes from 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. That's today's Bible verse from 1 John, 4th chapter, 14th verse. Now, Florida is going through. The Caribbeans have went through it. Stories that I've read say that the island is, you know, somewhat inhabitable. Praying for everyone who are going through storms. I got family in Houston, Texas, and I was praying for them and checking on them the best I could. Everyone who I talked to said they were fine. Some of them actually got out of there. Some of them remained. But it was a mess. It was a mess. And now Florida, the state where I live, we're going through the same thing. It's about to be terrible, y'all. They're saying it's a Category 5 storm, Hurricane Irma. And they said that Hurricane Irma is the most powerful Atlantic storm in a decade. And they said that it hit Cuba overnight as a rare Category 5 storm, then shifted course toward the west coast of Florida. Once the storm shift in direction creates a very, very dangerous situation for western Florida. As of 8 a.m. Saturday morning, Irma was a Category 4, with maximum sustained winds of 130 miles per hour. It was about 225 miles from Miami, moving west-northwest at 12 miles per hour. Naples, Fort Myers, and other communities on Florida's west coast could get slammed when Irma makes landfall as a Category 4 storm, which is expected to happen between early Sunday and early Monday. Landfall could occur as far north as Tampa. The wind gusts in Florida were already picking up early Saturday with Miami International Airport reporting 59-mile-per-hour gust. Power outages, halted flights, and empty ATMs in Florida. South Florida is already expecting power outages, according to the Florida Power and Light Company. As of 3 a.m. Saturday, in Miami-Dade County, there were 9,613 outages affecting 1,124,252 customers in Broward County, which includes Fort Lauderdale. There were 456 outages affecting 939,339 customers. Florida alone should anticipate days-long power outages. Ahead of Irma's arrival in the Sunshine State, the last flights departed Friday night from Miami International Airport and Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. The airport officially remains open, while Fort Lauderdale's airport is closed for Saturday and Sunday. Many ATM machines across southwest Florida were out of cash by late Friday night. After people stocked up in case Hurricane Irma causes power outages that make debit and credit card transactions impossible. Now, there's a lot of people here in Tallahassee, which is in North Florida, and you can't find water anywhere. They went out and they're scrambling to get bottled water. Now, don't get me wrong. I was in the store the other day, and if I could have, I would have gotten maybe a case of water. I actually went into a Walmart yesterday, and it looked like it was a going-out-of-business sale or Black Friday sale. I mean, the shelves were practically empty of almost everything. And I heard of a few price-gouging stores I'm not going to throw any names out there because it might have just been rumors. I don't want anything falling on Mr. Sycamore, but I did hear of a few stores that were price gouging the water up to $25 a case. And if those stories are in fact true, hopefully someone took pictures of that. If they bought it, kept the receipt, took pictures of the receipt, and will report these places. Because when people are in times of need, especially in these types of situations, big organizations and companies should not be taking advantage of their people, of their quote-unquote loyal customers. Yes, loyal customers, but not lawyer companies. Loyal companies. But lawyer is what's needed. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, my prayers are going out to everyone who is going to be affected by this storm Irma. They're talking about two more storms out there. One may hit the United States, one may not. Harvey, like I said, just hit Texas. Not just hit Texas, but I mean, it's a lot going on with these storms, this hurricane season. And I saw where the highways, 75, Interstate 75, Interstate 95, they're blocked because some people are running out of gas, some people are, the vehicles are breaking down on them out there. And like I said, all prayers, as many prayers that can be given, anybody can pray. Let's pray for these people who are evacuating. Let's pray for the people who couldn't evacuate. There are a lot of people out there who are saying people are stupid for not evacuating. Let me come to the defense of the people who are not evacuating. Some of them. I have to say some because we don't know the reason why everyone's not evacuating. Some people may not want to leave their material things. Now, to me, that's crazy. To put everyone in a hole saying they're stupid for not evacuating, let me come to the defense of those who, for all of you outside looking in, not everyone has money. Not everyone has a car. Not everyone can just jump up and evacuate because they need to evacuate. Some people can't afford to evacuate. Some people don't have family to go to. Some people can't get the shelters, so they're trying and hoping and praying that they can make it through this thing. So for all of you out there who are saying people are stupid, everyone's stupid that didn't evacuate or that don't evacuate a storm, everyone cannot afford. Everyone is not possible. Everyone cannot get away and evacuate when it's time to evacuate. Now, like I said, for those who are trying to stay there and protect their material things, look, I'm not going to even call them stupid, but I think that's a stupid thing to do. But not everyone can get away. So don't put everyone in that bubble saying that they're stupid because they didn't evacuate. Everyone can't. Everyone can't afford to. And the ones who tried, like I said, a lot of them have broke down on the interstates, and now they're causing a lot of people to have more anxiety and what have you because they can't get away and feel like they're going to be stuck out on roads. But I'm going to do the old school way. Tallahassee may not even get that much of this storm. Hopefully we won't. Like I was reading, it said it may come as far as Tampa. And at that point have like 45-mile-per-hour winds. But I do know the city that I live in. And I do know that if we get the slightest touch, sometimes electricity is going out for weeks. Let me stop there. Not weeks, but four weeks sometimes in some certain areas. But I'm going to go the old school way. When I was in the store yesterday, I didn't see any water. I didn't go in the full water, but I did check. And I wasn't going to be getting 20 cases of water. No. And be one of those people buying all those cases to sell. No. I looked just to go in there to grab a few things and, you know, some non-perishable things and some snacks. You know, I did go in for that. But I'm going to go, I'm a country boy. I'm a country boy to the gristle. And when I didn't see any water, hey, I'm going to back to plan A. Plan B was to get some water was in there to get some. Plan A was to be old school and the country way in. We have water bottles in the house. Fill those water bottles up. Fill up some of those water jugs and make it do what it do. Fill up the tub with water to flush that toilet. Make it do what it do. I mean, hey, hopefully nothing happens to our homes or anything like that, but I am prepared for if anything goes on inside the home, if there's no destruction. It's going to take like 2 weeks of no water for us to be without water. Now, food, that's a different story because electricity goes out. Some things may have to be put on the grill or something like that and then seal. That doesn't last 2 weeks. But as far as water is concerned, yeah, we're going to be fine with the water. Because like I said, it would have been nice to have some bottles of water as a backup. But the jugs of water, the water bottles all filled up. It works out just fine. A lot of people out there don't like to drink water anyway, but when this thing happened, oh, they all of a sudden became water lovers, you know. But that's neither here nor there. Excuse me. If you want to call in to the show, because we're about to get ready to start talking some football for the last 11 minutes of the show. We're going to talk a little football. And now if you want to call in to share your team, what you think of the season so far, you know, your predictions, that number is area code 646-652-4916. Once again, if you'd like to call in, talk a little football, or even, you know, say some prayers and, you know, whatever for these hurricane victims and possible victims. Area code 646-4916. This is Mr. Sycamore, Mr. Sycamore's Place. What in the weekend? We are about to get ready to start talking a little football. Are you ready for some football? I know you are. As I stated, it's September 9th, 2017. The first game of the season, if I'm not mistaken, was Florida A&M, and they played South Georgia or something like that. I know I'm quite wrong possibly with that team that they played. But if I'm not mistaken, they were the first game of the season. They played on ESPNU, and Florida A&M started out the season 1-0. They beat, can't remember who it was, they beat them quite handily. Their second game was against, I think, Arkansas. And a lot of people were giving the university flack about riding the bus there. I didn't get to see the final score of that game. You know, it was a money game. But, hey, every money game doesn't mean that the team that's getting all that money is going to lose. I'm here to tell you, I've seen it happen. Even to my team, you know, which, once again, is Alabama Crimson Tide. Speaking of the Crimson Tide, Roll Tide. We played season up to Florida State out of Tallahassee. And that game was on September the 2nd. Now, I've been waiting for football season. And then when I figured out and found out that Alabama was going to be playing Florida State, oh, man, all the, you know, I'm a bald head fella, but all the other halves that I have, they stood up. Anticipation. Talk a little noise, because I know we were going to be the ones who were going to be victorious. I'm not. Hey, come on. Harris, Scarborough, Hurts, Saban, Fitzpatrick. I mean, come on now. You all know. You all know. Calvin Ridley, Ben Davis. Come on, y'all know. I do think that we need to tweak a few things on the defense. Offense, I think we do. But you couldn't really tell it in the way we played against Florida State. I mean, we were slack in some areas, but not that bad off. Now, here's the disappointment. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you're probably thinking I'm going to be disappointed in the game or something that happened in the game. No, the disappointment came because as long as I've been waiting for that game, I did not get to watch it live. No, Mr. Sycamore missed the game. Missed the biggest opener in possibly college football, if not ever in a long time. Number one Alabama against number three FSU. I missed the opener. And what an opener it was in the first quarter. Because you all know the final result. 24-7. The tie roll once again, as we always do. FSU's quarterback, French Yost. I could be battling the guy's name. French Yost. Out for the season. Normally I'd brag about something like that, but even on a team that I don't care, I don't want anyone to be injured to the point to where their career may be over. A lot of these guys aren't just playing football for the sake of playing football. They're hoping to have a career. They're hoping to be able to do bigger and better things to support themselves and their families with this thing. I wouldn't wish pain and injury on no one's team that plays against us or plays against anyone else. Now, they're going to be out for the game, cool. But season-ending injuries and stuff like that, I don't wish that on anyone. So, prayers for FSU quarterback. Flip side of that, a lot of people don't know that a couple of our defensive players got injured and will be out. So there was all types of injuries in that game. But like I said, as we know, Alabama was victorious 24-7. Today we play Fresno State at home. The 16th we play Colorado State. The 23rd, we play Vanderbilt at Vanderbilt. The 30th, we play Ole Miss at home. the 7th of October, we play Texas A&M at Texas A&M. October 14th, at home against Arkansas. October 21st, at home against Tennessee. The 28th, we are off. It's open week, bye week. November 4th, we play LSU at home. November 11th, we play Mississippi State at Mississippi State. 10th, we play Mercer at home. And November 25th, we play our baby brothers, Auburn, at Auburn. Now, from the looks of things, we will be representing the West, and we will be going to the SEC Championship game on December 2nd in Atlanta. From the looks of things. And I'm not going to say from the names that are on the schedule, but from the looks of things, teams that are on the schedule and their performances last week. October 7th, I think, may be the most crucial game that Texas A&M is going to play, but it's going to be the game that they need, because what they went through last weekend, blowing a, 34-point lead in the third quarter, was just terrible. All the Texas teams, Texas A&M, and Baylor, they all just, I don't know what was going on with them. Excuse me. That's my prediction, that Alabama is going to the SEC Championship game in Atlanta December 2nd, and we will be going to the National Championship. Let me give you a rundown of today's games, or we're going to have to get out of here. South Florida is playing Connecticut. Louisville against North Carolina. Well, let me do it this way. Number 21, South Florida against Connecticut. 17, Louisville against North Carolina. Cincinnati plays number 8, Michigan. Northern plays number 22, Florida. 41, Pitt plays number 4, Penn State. Fresno State plays number 1, Alabama. That game is at 3:30 p.m. today. Indiana State plays number 25, Tennessee. Number 5, Oklahoma plays number 2, Ohio State. Number 15, Georgia plays number 24, Notre Dame. Number 14, Stanford plays number 6, USC. Louisiana plays number 10, Florida State. That game is actually postponed. Florida game is also postponed. And yes, I did say Florida State, they fell from number 3 to number 10. Charlotte plays number 19, Kansas State. Number 9, Wisconsin plays Florida Atlantic. Delaware plays number 18, Virginia Tech. Number 16, Miami plays Arkansas. 23, TCU plays Arkansas. Number 13, Auburn plays number 3, Clemson. Number 3, Clemson. Chattanooga plays number 12, LSU. Montana plays number 7, Washington. And number 33, Boise State plays number 20, Washington. Get in front of your TV, watch some games, enjoy it. Be safe, everyone who's out there trying to evacuate. I love you all. I'm praying for you. Mr. Sycamore loves you. We have to get out of here. And as I always say, in closing, I want you to keep your head up, stay focused, and always let your good times outweigh. Good day, everyone.